This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We learned this week about the unusual financial backstory to Hulk Hogan's sex tape lawsuit against the gossip site Gawker. Hogan was awarded $140 million in a suit that we now know was backed by Silicon Valley billionaire Peter Thiel. This particular case is a little bit of an unusual example, but the profit-making business of litigation financing is very much alive and well. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that one.
Yes, there are investment funds that put their money behind lawsuits. Law professor Stephen Gillers of New York University says litigation finance firms can help a plaintiff fend off a lowball settlement in a long, expensive dispute.
Especially for the personal injury plaintiff, who is truly the David in the courtroom. And the Goliath is often a Fortune 500 company or a major insurance company.
Another kind of litigation financing focuses on commercial entities. That's the specialty of Gerson Keller Capital, a Chicago-based firm with $1.4 billion in assets under management. Investors include public pension funds. Travis Lankner is a managing director.
We generally fund complex commercial litigation, and we're working with companies and law firms in situations where we can make a minimum investment of at least $1 million.
Lankner says a company may tap his firm because it wants to spend its money on its own operations, not on litigation. And his firm only makes its money when a client wins a case or settles. Lankner says Gerson Keller meets a market need. But such firms have sharp critics, among them Brian Quigley with the U.S. Chamber Institute for Legal Reform.
We're really in the wild west of this industry, where there's a lot of money out there that's chasing a lot of cases, and we believe the result of that is going to be, you know, more litigation.
Quigley says litigation finance firms are more interested in the bottom line than in the pursuit of justice. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.